Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The friends and family of 32-year-old Arcata resident Jason Lovell are asking for the public's help in locating him. Lovell has not been seen since Friday night. He has not reported to work, posted on social media, or contacted family members, and his car was found with his possessions inside and undisturbed. Lovell is an adult white male, 5'8", with short brown hair and brown eyes, and a reddish-brown beard. Lovell also has a tattoo on his calf and another on his bicep. Anyone with information about Lovell or his whereabouts is asked to contact the Arcata Police Department. Mendocino authorities also are looking for a missing person. Here is Stephen Walker with more information.
On January 16, 2013, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office was contacted by family members of Katrina Hamilton, a.k.a. Katrina Bishop, to report that she was missing from the Laytonville, California area. On January 12, 2013, around 3:30 p.m., Katrina indicated to family members that she was en route to Harwood Park to do some artwork in the park. Katrina has not been seen since. Deputies searched the Harwood Park area but were unable to locate Katrina. Local residents have posted flyers for Katrina around Laytonville and on the internet. Deputies have continued the investigation, following up on numerous leads and searched several residences without success in locating Katrina. Leads have been followed up in Ukiah, Willits, Laytonville, and Kelseyville without success. Anyone with information in regards to the possible whereabouts or disappearance of Katrina are asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office.
Thanks, Stephen. POP officers from the Eureka Police Department served a search warrant at a residence in the 1000 block of 15th Street Tuesday after receiving an anonymous tip regarding a suspected indoor marijuana grow operation. According to yesterday's press release, officers found 78 growing marijuana plants in the residence and an attached garage. That brings it to a street value of $39,000. Nobody was present when officers conducted the search, but a suspect has been identified. The investigation is ongoing. And with information, is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. And the County Drug Task Force, with assistance from the Sheriff's Office and Eureka Police, they also served a search warrant at a residence on Hostler Hill Road in Hoopa. Officers found a small amount of suspected heroin, 20 growing marijuana plants, and that's a street value of $10,000, 3 rifles, 2 shotguns, a semi-automatic pistol with a high-capacity magazine, along with drug paraphernalia. Agents contacted the resident 33-year-old Robbie Ray Jackson and arrested him on several charges, including possession of a controlled substance, child endangerment, and maintaining a residence for drug sales, among others. Jackson's girlfriend and the mother of 2 young children was also present, and County Child Protection Service has been notified the mother could face a child endangerment charge as well. More KINS News, it's after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
The California Highway Patrol will be looking for drunk drivers this weekend. Reporter Dan Squire with more.
And America's most popular, if unofficial, holiday takes place this Sunday with the playing of the Super Bowl. The California Highway Patrol is preparing for the date, just like the Ravens and 49ers. And CHP units will be out on local roads in an attempt to remove dangerous and impaired drivers from the roadways. The CHP will team up with local law enforcement agencies and the DUI patrols, which have resulted in an average of 450 arrests across the state on Super Bowl Sunday over the past 3 years. In 2010, there were more than 200 collisions involving DUI impairment, and 6 of those collisions resulted in fatalities and injured 124. Don't drink and drive. Also, you can follow all the Super Bowl action on our sister station, KEKA Thunder Country 101.5, or for our friends to the north on Curry FM.
Thank you, Dan. Hundreds of pounds of medications disposed of at the Pharmaceutical Collection Day, as several Humboldt County agencies joined forces earlier this month collecting and disposing of unused prescription drugs. The third annual Pharmaceutical Collection Day at the Eureka Transfer Station netted more than 650 pounds of pills, liquids, salves, medications, and other related trash. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.